President Reagan said today he will veto a defense spending bill if it is approved as expected by the House. Speaking to a private group in Washington today, the president said he was concerned about provisions in the bill that would ban nuclear testing and cut funding for his Star Wars defense system. The president also charged that the Soviet-backed ban on nuclear testing is, quote, a backdoor to a nuclear freeze, and he accused the Soviets of a major propaganda campaign on the testing issue. Israeli warplanes bombed suspected Palestinian guerrilla bases in southeast Beirut today. Police said the bomb set at least four targets on fire. There are reports that two people were wounded in the attacks. At a news conference in Pretoria today, South African Foreign Minister Piet Botha called international sanctions against his country a mad, perverse action that will put many blacks out of work. But Botha said the South African government, quote, accepts the challenge to overcome the effect of sanctions. White House spokesman Larry Speakes said today President Reagan will veto on Friday a sanctions bill passed by Congress, but he admitted it will be tough to sustain the veto. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 4.5 points, closing at 1797.81. Trading was moderate, 132 million shares.